We were paying a ton of money to all these very expensive vendors and third-party services to handle compliance services. And they were giving us, at best, you know, subpar results because, to no fault of theirs, many of these services are built for the Western world. And now you need to use them in Africa, where we have our own unique set of challenges, right? An example I can give you is you think of something like onboarding, where someone puts in a phone number, gets an OTP to sign up. And in the US and most of the Western world, that's not a problem. You get your OTP right away. But if you're onboarding a user in Uganda or in Nigeria or wherever in sub-Saharan Africa, you actually have an issue with text deliverability rates, which means more than half your OTPs don't get delivered, right? And now that becomes a problem with onboarding and you're losing half your funnel at the very top. And so you sort of think about your onboarding, your compliance, your user verification, all those things much more deeply and much more uniquely for your situation. And it forces you to build these things out for yourself. So we've built out services and we've patented many of them, such as our USSD verification service that we've patented and got a patent for, to solve these challenges uniquely. And on the compliance front, we've built a number of really, really powerful services and tools that we use internally that work very well for us, and that we've been able to leverage. And as they've saved us a ton of money, like millions of dollars that they've saved us in costs, we've actually gotten to a point where we say, hey, we can actually offer this as a product to other businesses in our space because I know they'll want to have the same capabilities. They want to have the same savings. And so Chipper ID is a result of that. So, you know, you take what's originally a cost center, bring it down in cost, and then flip it to a profit center.